Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you back on the radio.
Yeah, it sure is nice.
We had a little break with the pledge drive last week, and I know you were also on a spring break vacation, so it's been a little while, and it was nice to hear, actually, during the pledge week, some folks saying, hey, this is one of the reasons why I pledge and why I listen is to hear you and Brooke talk. So,
well, that's nice, yeah.
Get back at it, and we're back at it.
A little humbling, but it's nice to know there are people out there who like it.
That's right. They listen. And
actually, I hear from people all the time about this little radio spot we do on Mondays, which is pretty nice. It's nice to get the feedback.
It sure is. And we've got lots to talk about today. Your cover story today is something that we've covered really over the last year at various points, and it's all coming together today on the cover section of the Las Cruces Sun News business section. A number of new apartment complexes, and some of them, you know, this year accepting tenants, and some of them right now, and some in the year as it goes on here.
Yeah, exactly. There's this. If anybody comes by the Sun News building, they can see this three-story building that's being built right beside us. And I get questioned about it all the time. You know, most people know what it is, but sometimes people say, what is it, and when's it going to open, and how are things going over there? And, that, you know, it's a big apartment complex, 38 apartments, I do believe it's going to be. It's called The Lofts at Alameda. They broke ground last summer, and they're looking to maybe open this summer. And, you know, be an apartment complex right close to downtown, something we really don't have. Very close to downtown, and there'll be loft apartments with balconies and everything. So that's one project that's going strong, and you know, be within walking distance of downtown. The Missions at Sonoma Ranch, right over off of Sonoma Ranch Boulevard, have already started to accept some tenants, and later this week there's going to be a lot more apartments open to accept tenants as well. I think they have 22. Apartments available, and that's actually on, it's 1871 El Presidio, which is right off of Sonoma Ranch and right near the golf course over there. So that's a project we've been keeping our eye on, too. Had a cover story on them last year. They broke ground last spring, and they're getting ready to rock and roll. And I have the contact information for people who might be interested. And then there's a couple other ones. There's one open on... Three Crosses, which is if you go past where the 99-cent store is, all right there near the corner of North Main, and just up from the KFC, if I can say it right, and you turn left onto Three Crosses, and it's back that way a little bit. It's called Beverly Heights, and that's been coming along as well. And eventually, you know, they would like to see that be a 14,200-unit complex. Right now it's just in the first phase, which is 40 units and two buildings. And you can get on and find out about that and pricing and everything online as well. And then over by Sonoma Elementary School, off of Sonoma Exit, the Sonoma Palms, we've had stories on them too. They're already up and running. They've had a ribbon cutting last year and everything, but they're still putting in more buildings. It's going to be a nice big project. So, and they got, depending on the floor plan, you know, rents can range a wide variety over there. But so that's the Sonoma Palms. So really we've seen a big explosion here in, you know, some of the rental apartment rentals here in town.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this has really helped out the construction industry, I'm sure, with the fact that housing starts certainly slowed down with the recession. And really, while we see homes being built now, it's nothing like it was during the boom times. But apartments have really taken off. And I guess that would, you know, partly be related to the economy, but maybe also related to the nature of our local area, with the university being a major driver in that, I would imagine, and maybe White Sands, even some of the folks who are not necessarily here long term to buy a home.
Yeah, both definitely play a role. And it's part of the economy because maybe people aren't in a position where they can buy right now, so they're renting. But also, you know, we do have a lot of people who are at White Sands or at the university who are, maybe they don't know how long they'll be in the area, so they're renting instead of buying. And that does push that forward. And we're definitely seeing at least these people think there's going to be demand for it. You know, hopefully they're right.
Okay. Profile this week is with a nonprofit organization that will be familiar to many folks out there.
Yeah, Jardín de los Niños. We've written about them before over near the Gospel Rescue Mission. on Amador, and they take care of homeless children. It's like a daycare for homeless children. They've expanded from that, too, and they do other things, and they work with the whole family and all that. It's a very good nonprofit. They're looking to raise some money. You know, money's always tight for nonprofits, and they've brought in a new executive director. So, you know, they're looking at fundraising. I'm sorry, I couldn't say the word for some reason. And I guess I should say her name. It's Audrey Hartley. Some people might remember her from she worked for Mountain View Medical Center for a long time. Was over there, and she got a call. Got a call from them, and they wanted to see her interest. And she said she wasn't interested in being an executive director anywhere, but you know, she thought that would be the right fit, so it just sort of worked out. And Matlin Smith wrote a really good story about this, and it really gets into what they do over there and what's what they're looking to do, and you know, how they need to raise money and the different programs they run.
Okay. Well, we'll read about that in today's Sun News, as well as the What's New section, and you really cover our favorite topic and the reader's favorite topic, and that's restaurants.
Exactly. That seems to be the most popular part of What's New, and what's lately been in What's New. A lot of people probably saw this last week, but for those who didn't, K-Bob Steakhouse has opened its doors. It's been open a week now. That's on 1660 South Valley, right near the Walmart on Valley, and they've been renovating that building for a while now. Now they're up and running, so I have to get over there and check out their salad wagon and see how things are going. Cafe de Messi, which was down on the plaza, has moved into the building that used to house El Comedor restaurant, which is at 2190 Avenue de Messi. And they have a little more space, a little more parking with a kitchen and different things like that going on there. And then there's a Beck's Coffee House. It's over on North Mesquite Street, 13130 North Mesquite Street, next to La Casita Nueva restaurant. And so that's another place for people to stop in and get a cup of Joe.
Okay, lots of stuff. And speaking of a cup of Joe, this is an example of something that you're writing about in the Babbling Brook today. The fast food breakfast wars, and that was a great transition I didn't know was going to happen, because I saw an example of this breakfast wars really every morning when I would go to work on University Avenue, a lady standing out in front of the McDonald's on University Avenue with a sign that said free coffee, because they were giving away free coffee. This is just one example of this fast food breakfast war that is broken out all over the country.
Yeah, McDonald's, like something like one in every $3 spent on fast food breakfast is spent at McDonald's. You know, it's around there. And so they're the, you know, the big daddy and all of it. So Taco Bell is going after them, and they've had some cute ads going. And McDonald's, the Walmart of fast food. McDonald's has responded with some tweets and sort of having fun with it, going back and forth. But it's really working for Taco Bell, because they're getting a lot of talk and viral videos and stuff like that. We'll see if they can hold on and actually make a dent in McDonald's profit.
Okay, well, we'll read about that and your musings on this high salt, high fat fast food breakfast war in today's Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, friend.